Scheduled incarnations, text number 52. Yathaharo Bhagavati Nrinam Bhaktir Bhavishyati Sarvatmani Akhila Dhare Iti Sankalpya Varnaya Yathaharo Bhagavati Nrinam Bhaktir Bhavishyati Sarvatmani Akhila Dhare Iti Sankalpya Varnaya Yathaharo Bhagavati Nrinam Bhaktir Bhavishyati Sarvatmani Akhila Dhare Iti Sankalpya Varnaya Yathaharo Bhagavati Nrinam Bhaktim Bharishyati Sarvatmani Akhila Dhare Iti Sankalpya Varnaya Yathaharo Bhagavati Nrinam Bhaktir Bhavishyati Sarvatmani Akhila Dhare Iti Sankalpya Varnaya Yathaharo Bhagavati Nrinam Bhaktir Bhavishyati Sarvatmani Akhila Dhare Mataji, word to word meaning Yatha, as much as Haro, unto the personality of Godhead. Bhagavati, unto the Lord. Nirnam, for human beings. Bhaktihi, devotional service. Bhavishyati, become enlightened. Sarvatmani, the absolute whole. Akhila Dhare, unto the summum bonum. Iti, thus. Sankalpya, by determination. Varnaya, describe. Translation. Please describe the signs of Godhead with determination and in a manner by which it will be quite possible for the human being to develop transcendental devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Hari, the super soul of every living being and the summum bonum source of all energies. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is the philosophy of a devotional service and the scientific presentation of man's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prior to the age of Kali, there was no need for such a book of knowledge to know the Lord and His potential energies. But with the beginning of the age of Kali, human society gradually became influenced by the four sinful principles, namely the illegitimate connection with women, intoxication, gambling, and unnecessary killing of animals. Because of these basic sinful acts, man gradually became forgetful of his eternal relationship with God. Therefore, man became blind, so to speak, to his ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is not to pass a life of irresponsibility like the animals and indulge in a polished way in the four animal principles. Namely, eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. For such a blind human society in the darkness of ignorance, Srimad Bhagavatam is the torchlight to see things in proper perspective. Therefore, It was necessary to describe the science of God from the very beginning or from the very birth of phenomenal world. As we have already explained, Srimad Bhagavatam is so scientifically presented that any sincere student of this great science will be able to understand the science of God simply by reading it with attention or simply by regularly hearing it from the bona fide speaker. Everyone is hankering after happiness in life. But in this age of members of human society, blind as they are, do not have the proper vision that the personality of Godhead is the reservoir of all happiness. Because he is the ultimate source of everything. Janmadayasyatah. Happiness is complete perfection without hindrance can be achieved only by our devotional relationship with him. And it is only by his association that we can get free of distressful material existence. Even those who are after the enjoyment of this material world can also take shelter of the great science of Srimad Bhagavatam, and they will be successful at the end. Narada is therefore requested or ordered by his spiritual master to present this science with determination and in a good plan. Narada was never advised to preach the principles of Bhagavatam to earn a livelihood. He was ordered by his spiritual master to take the matter very seriously in a missionary spirit. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sma Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. So this is the last but one verse of this chapter. And we can say that this is the actually beginning of the preaching of Srimad Bhagavatam. As we see that Lord Brahma gets this knowledge from Lord Vishnu as Chatushloki Bhagavatam. And then in this several chapters he has actually given this knowledge to his son Narada Muni. And now in this verse he is telling that please describe this knowledge with determination and with a good plan so that a common people can understand it and they can surrender their life to Sri Krishna. So we should have a plan for that. as the purport says that in previous yuga there was no need of such kind of book where the knowledge of God and his potencies has to be read. Everybody knew that. But as the Kali Yuga progresses, we see that the mercy, cleanliness, austerity and truthfulness, these are the pillars of human society, are getting destroyed because people are getting attracted to unwanted habits. So it is a very big challenge actually for the preachers of Srimad Bhagavatam to how to bring this kind of people to lotus feet of Krishna. There are various approaches in the, you know, 50 years of ISKCON preaching, I mean others also, that people have tried their level best, their own ways to, you know, sometimes, you know, like I heard in like 80s there was a trend that to preach like that what are you doing, if you live like this then you will get the life of a horse, dog, you know, like that. Forceful preaching was there. Otherwise you will go to hell, like that. But it didn't work because people, however they may be attracted to these sinful activities, they have some dignity. So Prabhupada had always said that we should actually remind them of their higher intelligence. Humans have superior intelligence, so you can take up this to this practice. None other cannot do that. So this is the way we can actually challenge through their intellect to understand this scientific knowledge, and slowly the process of pure devotional service will work. Hearing, chanting, as he hears yasyam vai shruyamanayam krishne param purushe bhakti utpadyate pumsam shoka moha bhayapah. Most of the population in this world is in misery, you know, artho artharthi. Jigyasu and gyani are very less, but most of the population is artho, means they are distressed and they are want of money, they want money to solve the problems of the life. So according to their understanding or their position, situation, we should plan how to bring them to Krishna in the way to, by solving their problems also. Today we'll see different kind of approaches taken by different preachers in Srimad Bhagavatam to solve this kind of artho and artharthi, and few jigyasu also. The very birth of Srimad Bhagavatam was that the compiler of all Vedic literature, Srila Vyasadeva, he was dissatisfied. He has written all the Vedas, four Vedas, Puranas, Itihasas, everything, Upanishads also, but he was not feeling fully satisfied. At that moment, Narad Muni approached him, his guru, spiritual master. How he preached to him? He asked him question that, my dear Vyasadev, are you finding the process of self-realization, you are identifying yourself with the body and your mind? The object of self-realization should be that I am a soul residing in the body. But because you are focusing more on the mind control and sense control, that's why you are yourself dissatisfied. You know, somebody writes a book, How to Become Happy, and the writer himself is an unhappy person. And how can you see that the readers will be happy? So Vyasadeva accepts that, yes, something is missing, you just guide me. Then Narad Muni said that actually bhavata anudita prayam yasho bhagavato amalam yene vaso tushyeta manne tad darshanam khilam. That philosophy which does not satisfy the transcendental senses of Lord, I consider that to be a inferior philosophy. So although all the Vedic literatures and even everything for self-realization which Vyasadeva wrote, Naishkarmyam api avchuta bhava varjitam. That self-realization which is like attaining Brahman realization, aham brahmasmi. But achyuta bhava varjitam, na shobhate jnanam. That does not look good if there is no conception of infallible Lord. So just imagine those who are doing fruitive activities that, you know, I want happiness in the world, so let me do this. Or I want to get rid of my sinful activities, let me do this atonement. Higher than that is to get rid of the object which is giving all miseries, that is, get moksha. The knowledge of moksha is also inferior if it is not connected with the infallible Lord. I mean, it doesn't have any conception of Lord. So what to speak of fruitive activity which has nothing to do with any benefit of the soul. From the very beginning, the fruitive activity gives us misery, and the end also is misery. Brahmadev writes that Shraya Shritim Bhakti Mudasyate Vibho Klishyantiye. If you give up the very easy for the embodied soul, bhakti is very easy. If you give up bhakti and you accept that process which is very troublesome from the very beginning, yatha stula ghashina, yatha, I mean, if you have a husk, from the husk the grain is already removed, and if you start beating the husk, what will happen? Klishyanti, the klesha eva shishyate. The only gain of yours is the trouble. You don't get grain. Similarly, if you perform any activity but bhakti, the end result is not satisfaction. That is what is Narada Muni telling to Vyasadev. And then Vyasadev wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam, and which is actually, we have seen that even Lord himself takes pleasure in it. So this is the one kind of preaching where the spiritual master actually is tasting his disciple, or maybe he's giving him sort of sarcastically, he's putting him into lower position. You know, like Vyasadev is a son of Parashar, but Narada Muni actually sarcastically tells him, even though you are a son of Parashar, are you acting like a common man and considering yourself as a body and mind, and focusing on body and mind as a self-realization? This is one kind of approach to a person who knows everything. Vyasadev knew everything. He has written everything. But how to bring him to a point of essence, that is Krishna consciousness, that Narada Muni taught. There are other kinds of preaching styles also. So there are some jigyasu who wants to know about various things. Like in sixth canto, of course, for the welfare of every living being, Parikshit Maharaj asked to Sukadeva Goswami that in fifth canto you have given us a long list of 28 hellish planets. What kind of activity, sinful activity is done, then how people, I mean the soul undergoes trouble in those hell. So how can a living entity actually be saved from going to this hell? Can you guide us? So Parikshit Maharaj is actually a soul who has seen Krishna right in the womb only. But now Sukadeva Goswami actually tests him. So he says first, before death, every person should atone for all the activities, all the sinful activities he has done by mind, body and words. Otherwise, he has to go to hell. So these are the atonements given in the Manu Samhita and Smriti Shastra, Dharma Shastra. So this, if you do this activity, then you have to do this atonement, then you don't have to pay for it, you don't go to hell. Even in Christianity, Prabhupada writes that there are some atonements. some tapascharya, and then you are rid of, you get rid of that sinful activities. So Parikshit Maharaj rejects it. He says, I don't think this is a proper thing, because atonement, if atonement is the way to get rid of sinful activities, then everybody would have stopped committing sinful activities. Because just as we see that there are prison houses, and everybody sees that if you do not follow the laws of government, if you break the rule, then you have to go to the jail. Criminal sees that other people are being taken. I was also being taken, he says. So I should not do that. But still he commits mistake. Even after going through atonement of staying in the jail, he still commits the same sinful activity of thievery or robbery, so and so forth, killing. So what is the use of that atonement if again he has to go through the same cycle? So I reject it. It is just like bathing of an elephant. Elephant takes bath, but again he comes to the shore and puts the sand on his body. What is the use of that bathing? So Shukadeva Goswami becomes very happy that my disciple is, he understood exactly what is going on. So he said, okay, what is the second way? So tell me, what is the remedy? Then he says that prayaschittam vimarshanam. What is the atonement should be? Real atonement is getting full knowledge. That is atonement. So what is the knowledge? So we know that, you know, I am not this body, I am the soul, you know. Or dukhalayam ashashvatam. This world is dukhalayam and temporary. This is knowledge. So I cannot be happy here. Or tasseva heto prayatayata kovido na labhyate brahmatam upariyata. That there is no point in going up and down in 14 planetary system in the search of happiness. Tallabhyate dukhavat anyata sukham kalena sarvatra gabhira rambhasa. That without asking, I am getting all distress, miseries in my life. I am not asking, nobody is asking. Still it is coming. Similarly, as the passage of time, the happiness will also come. Why? Because of knowledge of the previous lives. I have done all kinds of activities, good and bad and, you know, middle. So all activities will fructify and will give me the result in the, some will give a happiness, some are in unhappiness. This is full knowledge. You know, like whatever happening. So with that knowledge, you will not do sinful activity. So this is what one way to for atonement. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that the knowledge itself is good, better than the fruitive acts, you know, than doing, I'm to get rid of some activity, do another activity. But the main motive is to again to do the same activity. Rather than that, knowledge, having knowledge is good, but it is not ultimate. Why? Because as one gets the knowledge about this world, he starts thinking he is liberated. Ye anya arvindaksha vimukta maninas toyashta bhavat avishuddha buddhaya aruya krishrena padam param tata padam param padam patanti adho anadrita yusmadangraya. The knowledge is a such a stage where he starts identifying himself with the Lord, like a Lord. Like, or he thinks that, like Krishna says, Vedeshya sarver aham eva vedyo, Vedantakrit veda vida eva chaham. The entire Vedas are written so that we can establish our sambandha, relationship with the Lord, and to know him perfectly. Aham eva vedyaha. But the process of knowledge is such that, for example, in Vrindavan we see when Krishna and Balaram were hungry and their cowherd boyfriends are hungry. So Krishna says, go to the Brahmanas nearby, they are doing yajna. And they have already finished. Okay, you ask them some food, charity, and they will give. Tell them that Balaram and Krishna is asking. So when they go and ask them, you are a very qualified Brahmana, you know everything. Krishna and Balaram are hungry, so please give some charity food. They neglect them. They don't even hear or answer them. That is what is the position of a knowledge. Without understanding, proper understanding about Krishna and his potential. So, Aruhya Krishrena Parampadam Tatha. You do so much of effort to gain the knowledge, Vedanta, all Vedas you read, but Anachi Brahmasmi, and Brahmananda, Aham Brahmasmi, I am soul, I am not this body. But patanti adho anadrita yusmadangre, because you have no knowledge about Krishna, you disrespect his lotus feet. That's why again you fall to the fruitive activities. So what has happened again? The gain is trouble only. Just you climb high building just to fall again down. Just like I told many times that one of my friend, he had invested 2.5 lakhs rupees in some of the bank mutual fund for 5 years to gain some benefit, some interest, and he forgot that. And then later, after 5 years, he got the check or draft. How much he should get after 5 years? Normally, double ho jayega ya fir sab few. He got 2,20,000 return. He said, so forget about getting some profit gain. He got loss. What he has invested, he lost some of that money. So that is how to attain knowledge. You do so much of effort. And again, you come down to the level where, lower than what you are. Because for a jnani to fall down, it is shamefulness. I mean, it is a shame for him. Or fruitive act, somebody is drinking every day. You said you bevada has some. So he will not mind also. But somebody who is, very educated person, very having some respect, and he is once found drunkard, and people say, tu bevada ho gaya. So he will feel very embarrassed, right? So like that, kevala eva shishyate. So this is also not the perfect way, because tvai ashta bhavad avishuddha buddhaya. What it makes? Prabhupada writes that avishuddha buddhaya means we have intelligence with which we can analyze. But there is no end to analysis. That's why we said the muni means one who differs from other muni. There is no end to the debate. Have you seen any debate come to the conclusion? Never. So muni means he should differ from all other munis. So Ashtabhavad means they keep on speculating about what could be God. There is one way, like Purushottam Prabhu was telling other day, that there are people in this yuga who say that, oh God, what you are talking about God, if God is there, then everybody is dying, why he is not dead yet? They are thinking from the point of their own perspective. That everybody dies, why God is not dying? The lowest level of understanding, they have no knowledge. But few people who know there is somebody supreme, but they do not take shelter of representative of God, they keep on speculating. And they will never come to the conclusion. The speculation is also like intoxication only. Keep on speculation. So, speculating. So that's why it is the intelligence become impure. Avishuddha buddhaya, like that. So this is also not good. So Parikshit Maharaj says, Sukadeva Goswami understands by the expressions of Parikshit Maharaj that he is not happy with this answer. What is that? Prayashchittam vimarshanam. Then he says, okay, tapasa brahmacharena. There are various vidhis in, the regulative principles given that you do what? Follow celibacy, mind control, sense control, give charity, be truthful, be non-violent, chant the Lord's holy name. This is the way we can actually get rid of the sinful activities for some time, temporarily. Sukadeva Goswami says, just like it is, this kind of purification actually is like fire in a forest, which will burn the bamboo trees entirely, the leaves, entire bamboo also, but the roots will remain. And when the favorable environment comes, when the rain showers, what will happen? Again, the bamboo will fructify. That means the sinful activity will again reappear, because the root has not been removed. So higher than that is coming to goodness and trying to achieve the goal. He is chanting the chanting Krishna's name also, but he has emphasis on all these activities also. Niti, you know, being charitable, truthful, non-violent, purified person, so and so, and then doing bhakti. So kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana. Then later, lastly, Sukadeva Goswami says that only someone, kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana, that somebody who is have unalloyed devotional service to Krishna, one who takes shelter of Krishna without any other tinge of any other activities. Unalloyed means there is no alloy, there is no inclusion of any other thing, pure metals like that. So pure bhakti, kechit kevalaya bhaktya agham dhunvanti kasnena, just like agham means papa. If you do that, then our sinful activities will completely be nullified or burnt. Kasnena means now even this bhakti uproots the sinful roots also and burns them. So kasnena means there is no chance of the roots will again reappear. Niharam eva bhaskara, just like there is a dense fog, but as soon as sun rises, what happens? The fog is removed. So this is kevalaya bhaktya means, this is the last thing what Sukadeva Goswami gives, that kechit kevalaya means very few will attain that, in the sense, because there is one very prerequisite is unalloyed, anya vilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavrutam anukulena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttamam. So anya abhilashita is very important, because of day to day life, how is it possible to have only Krishna conscious favorable activity, right? So that's why kechit kevalaya means Krishna says manushyanam sahasresu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschit yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tattvadha, that there are thousands of living entities who are trying for perfection and few have achieved perfection, and out of those thousands of people who have achieved perfection, kaschin mam veti tattvadha, very few will understand me tattvatah, exactly who am I. So for that we need to remove the investment in all other banking, and only Krishna, only bhaktya. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yasyasmi tatva. Only devotional service is the only way where I can remove all the sinful desires and become happy. That is the only way. Any alloy comes, then it will give up the different kinds of troubles. So it's like a ongoing process which will keep happening, and then we see, oh, there are so many ashwasan by bhakti, you know, like, oh, devarshi bhutapta nranam pitranam na kinkaro nayam runicha rajan sarvatmanaya charanam charanyam gato mukundam parirutya kardum. That if once you accept, once you come to devotional practice, then there is no rina you have to pay. Otherwise you have to. There are many rinas: deva, rishi, bhuta, apta, nirnam, pitranam. So all these people are contributing to our life's welfare. So we have to pay back. Right? Devatas are giving us rain and grain, so many things. Rishi are giving us these scriptures. So we have to pay back. But if we do bhakti, how? Sarvatmana, ya sharanam sharanyam. The person who is yogya for getting to be surrendered to, that is only Krishna, Mukundam. If we surrender unto him, sarva atmana, completely, then only. Otherwise, we will be having some rana. So we shouldn't take one part of the story and we should apply to whole life. No, we have to do this. Unless, otherwise, people are 15 saal se main kar raha hu bhakti, Krishna, ye kya ho raha hai mere life mein? So Krishna is not punishing you for that. In fact, he is removing the tons of burden of our sinful activity just by our little bit bhakti. But because we are not sarvatmana, 100% surrendered, that's why you just give us inspiration or some kind of, you know, push. You know, this kind of activities are happening in our life. Just imagine, like few people, I mean, such kind of things happens in our life, we will give up the bhakti, or we may immediately react. We'll start from the lowest. You know, like, for some time we do bhakti, we feel, oh, I have some dignity, you know, I have some reputation in bhakti samaj, you know, I know people, so many people know me, and then they should behave with me. So, just like when there was a Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, you know, and Srivas Pandit wanting to, was, you know, very happy seeing Lord chanting, I mean dancing. And Harichandan, one fellow from the king's party, Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he was coming in between. He was disturbing his constant meditation. So he, you know, he tried pacifying him, in the sense, chubbatopi sura hilomat vakara. But he did not listen. He was also very eager. So after some time, Srivas Thakur gave him slap. But, so Harichandan was a reputed person, minister sort of person. He felt very bad. Is there a mereko mara direct? I mean, what kind of devotee is this? But immediately Pratap Maharaj, this is your prasad to you. Nobody gets such kind of, you know, ashirvad from that. You know, so we also need certain kind of piety or understanding about what is happening in our life. Otherwise, immediately we act like a materialist. How can you do this? Right? And just come again, then it's same Srivas Pandit. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in his courtyard, his son died. But, and then, you know, like the ladies in the house, their time starts crying. He went inside and he warned his sasu, I mean the mother-in-law, if you make even a small noise, I will drown you in the Ganges. Chubbato. Because Mahaprabhu is dancing, there should not be any disturbance. So, I mean, this is a high level. Can you imagine? Otherwise, we will say, "Arey, mera beta mar gaya, fir bhi dance kar rahe." Hai na? Tumko aana chahiye. Jaisa once, you know, this is a kind of different preachings we should avoid. You know, sometimes somebody dies, then devotee goes and do kirtan and give some lecture. So once very neophyte person went, I mean, and very the people were there were also neophyte. And then he said, okay, died. He said, jatasya hi dhruva mrutyur dhruvam janma mrutasya cha. That means he started preaching that those who have born will die. Those who are died, they will get born. I mean, such a conviction he was speaking, that was not needed for the people who are now, in a very distressful condition. They are in a very emotional trauma. Such kind of preaching should not happen. But at the same time, we should understand the emotions of the people and where do we stand. I mean, Srivas know that this is anyway going to happen. Mahaprabhu's kirtan should not, dance should not stop. Further again, we come Draupadi. Just imagine the entire life of Pandavas and Draupadi, Kunti, it's dedicated to Krishna, pure devotees. Her five sons were killed when they were sleeping. Can we even imagine what kind of situation that may be? But they never gave up Krishna consciousness. And Krishna will never do that with us also. But whatever small miseries or challenges will come in our life, that are the test to see whether we are sarvatmanaya sharanam sharanam. Are we trying to do like that? What to speak of that? We see that, you know, Krishna is so merciful that he says, if you are doing bhakti, then I will give you all kind of facilities. You know, people sing good, people start speaking very nicely, they enamor people, so and so forth. And then they become so proud in the sense. I know Krishna. You know? Prabhupada faced this particular thing when he started preaching in India. They said, Krishna, aapko malum hai, wala lala, hamara ye, you know, we know. And so the Prabhupada preached outside India and then people took it seriously. And it is also is very prominent and it's general that ati parichayat avagya. So if you do keep doing bhakti for some time, then we say, oh, ye to hai abhi aur higher kya hai? Krishna, I know everything. Or energy, Radharani, Radhe Radhe. You know, sort of this is there to search outside. And so that is how we become proud. I know Krishna. But if we see our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Shishya Parampara, started from Lord Brahma himself, when he was asked, or what is his understanding? He says, Jananta eva janantu name bhakta, kim bahuktya name prabhu. Bahuktya means many people will say, I know Krishna. Jananta eva janantu. But manaso vapusho vacho vaibhavam tava gochara. If I know everything in this world, like somebody can see the fruits in one hand, you know, I know everything. What is that? But if I am concerned, I know that I don't know anything about you. With my mind, body and words, I cannot understand you, Krishna. Whatever people want to say, they let them say, I cannot understand. If Brahma cannot understand Krishna, how can we understand Krishna? So the moment false pride comes, the ajnana, ignorance will come. Maya will cover our knowledge. So that is the basic the threat to on the path of devotional service. If somebody has climbed so much high, but still it's not that he is now liberated. The problem will come in many other way. There are many other ways, actually. People have preached. Narad Muni, last we'll see. This is Jigyasu Parikshit Maharaj have been satisfied by bhakti. Arto, Yudhishthira Maharaj also. The Yudhishthira Maharaj is the person who said once, you know, Ahani Ahani Bhutani Gachanti Yamalayam Shesha Stavaram Ichanti Kim Asharya Ataparam. So he said many people are going to Yamalaya, Lekin Atha. Other people are saying, I will not go. Same person also fell into the distress. When Dhritarashtra and Gandhari were gone, Yudhira were gone, he was in a distressful condition. He said, well, where they must have gone? Then Narad Muni came, and then he used his weapon. He says, "Kala karma gunadhino dehoyam panchabhautika katham anyamstu gopaya sarpagrasta athaparam." You are thinking about who will take care of them or how they will be taken care. Think about yourself. Our body, everybody's body is actually made up of the five elements, which are already in the grip of kala, karma and guna. Time, karma or previous activity, and the three gunas. Just like a frog or something is already in the grip of snake. It's the passage of time. Now the frog will enter into the stomach of the snake. The snake is like kala. So the moment we are born, we are already started dying. It is just like that we are waiting. The kala rupee sarpa will gulp us. So what to speak of them, uterus. Think about yourself. Who will protect you? Krishna will protect you. It is the general rule in this world that everybody will come and die. Ahastani sahastanam apadani chadushpadam falguni tatra mahatam jivo jivasya jivanam. This, the weaker will be subjugated by the stronger people. And one living entity will be the food for other living entity. So now you understand what is your role. You completely surrender to Krishna, Sarvatmanah. Wait for his signal and go. So, like that, there are Krishna also, he, Arto, the Arjun, the basic Gita started when Vishada Yoga. Arjun was in a distressful condition. He said, "I can't fight." 13 years he has tried to get all the weapons to kill Kauravas. Now he is saying, I can't fight. So Krishna becomes heavy. He says, "Klaibhyam masma gama partha." He says, "Have you become important?" So he wanted to give him understanding. Sarcastically, he tells that in a Virat Parva, you stayed for 1 year as a important. So have you started liking that kind of lifestyle? "Klaibhyam masma gama partha. Naitatvai upapadyate shudram hrudaya dorbalyam chakto trishta parantapa." So he chastises him as a klaibhyam and then shudram hrudaya dorbalyam. You are a kshatriya. You are acting like a lower status person. But he balances it with calling him parantapa. The preaching should be balanced, just like I told you. You will become kutta, ghoda, dukkar. This kind of only negative preaching will never inspire someone to come. You have to tell him, if you do not act like this, you have a higher intelligence. So come out of this ahar nidra bhaya maitunamcha. Like that. So he says, you are parantapa means you are a chastiser of enemy. Nobody can stand before you. So don't act like a klaibhyam and shudram. So this is the balanced style of preaching where he should not be burned up. The result should be positive. He should come to the shelter of Krishna lotus feet. So this is the way the preaching style is going from time immemorial. There will be different kind of structures will change. The generation will change. But the plans will have to be changed. But the purpose and the result should be the same. Person should be taking devotional practice. So our job is janma sarthak kari kara paropkar. So preaching means actually to preach oneself first. And if somebody else is getting preached, that is bonus. So with this we stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Hidayi Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.